at finishing the things they start? Everybody here good at finishing what they start? Hands up if you're good. Eden's very good at finishing what he starts, apparently. Anybody not so good? Maybe a bit like me? Yes, yes, I've got some patchwork in my cupboard that I started 18 years ago. I have grand ambitions. It's going to become a quilt. But at the moment, it's not even big enough for a cushion. So that may never happen. So I want to hear an example. Who's got the best example of something they've started but never finished? Can anybody think of one? Okay, have a think. Examples of something that you may have started but never finished. Best one we're looking for. You're all too good.
I made a Lego model and I didn't finish.
That's probably quite common. A Lego model you didn't finish. Was it a really big Lego model? It was, yeah. They're quite tough to finish, aren't they? Okay, so Lego model. You're going to vote on which is the best in a minute.
Tidying my room.
Yes. That never-ending task. How can you possibly finish that? Okay.
My homework.
Don't tell his teacher, they probably know, actually. Okay, homework. Eden, what have you started but never finished?
My dad. When my dad was small, he played this game with his cat, and then he put his radius cat that was quite fat into the water, and he forgot to, and once he
Did it? Is this something that he started but didn't actually finish? Or is this confessions on behalf of your dad? Okay. Okay. Any other examples? Claire's got one.
Clearing up my study, which is full of cake books.
Clearing up the study, yes. Full of cake stuff. I know that feeling.
I've started to write a novel and never finished it.
Oh, good one. How many other people here have ever started to try and write something and not finished it? Oh, yes, we've got a few more confessions on that front. Any last ones? Okay, Lou, go on.
Learning to play the cello beyond about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah, anybody else know that feeling? Yes, lots of us have started to learn to play instruments and then not managed to finish. Okay, final one.
Well, once can I say something about a story? Yeah, well, I started to write a story called Adelphia and I never finished it.
Never finished it. So another budding author who never actually finished. Okay, so we've had novels that were never finished. We've had homework excuses and Lego models, tidying room. What else have we had? So many, I'm losing track. Okay, which one do we think was the best? Shout at me the one you thought was best. Tidying. I've got a vote for homework and a lot of vote for tidying. Okay, so things you started but not finished. Well, our shout tells us that God finishes the things he starts, unlike some of us, unlike me. God finishes what he starts. God begins a new work in us when we commit our lives to Jesus. That's what Paul discovered. We heard about Paul coming to know Jesus on the road to Damascus. He came to know the truth that Jesus is Lord. And Paul started traveling to tell others the good news about Jesus. And then he wrote lots of letters to help the church to know how to continue to live and grow as Christians. That's one of the letters that we heard, the book of Philippians, one of Paul's letters that we have in the Bible. And Paul was confident that God would continue and finish that work in every person who has faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. He was confident because he knew that God does what he says. He's completely faithful and dependable, unlike some of us. Paul prayed that the Christians he was writing to would become more and more loving, just like Jesus, that they'd keep on growing in knowledge and understanding about their faith. He wanted them to keep their eyes fixed on the treasure, on what really matters, on Jesus himself. And by doing that, he knew that they'd be prepared for the time when Jesus returns, when God's work in us will finally be complete. So Paul's prayer then is our prayer today for everybody who's going to be coming to Holiday Club, who's going to be involved in Holiday Club. And it's my prayer for each one of you today. But in order to keep on growing in that love of Jesus, you have to know him in the first place. You have to have discovered that treasure, what really matters. Each one of us has to learn enough to be able to make that commitment to Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, to give our lives to him, because he gave his life for each one of us. And then we have to keep on going towards the prize in the words of our Holiday Club song. We have to keep growing by learning from the Bible and applying it to our lives every day. We are often neglectful, frequently failing. We are forever inadequate. And yet, marvelously, God will complete his work in us when we trust in Jesus. Well, I wonder who here likes playing snakes and ladders. Anybody like playing snakes and ladders? Yes? Yes, some of us like snakes and ladders. Have you ever played pirate snakes and ladders? No? Haven't you played pirate snakes and ladders? Oh, well, you need to play pirate snakes and ladders. In pirate snakes and ladders, you climb up the rigging rather than the ladder, and you go walking the plank instead of going down the snake. Yes. Walk the plank or climb the rigging. Our lives can feel a little bit like pirate snakes and ladders some of the time. One moment we're climbing the rigging, we are on top of the world. And the next, we're facing walking the plank. Ups and downs. And we have to keep on going. It's all too easy to lose sight of the prize, of the end goal, because of the things that distract us along the way. When Paul wrote to those Philippian Christians, he discovered that even in the midst of those ups and downs, God was still at work. Even when Paul was put in prison because of his faith, God was able to use that so that others heard about Jesus. And because of Paul's example, other Christians were then encouraged to be able to speak out about their faith. Paul discovered he could trust God in every circumstance, in the good and the bad times, the straightforward things and the decidedly tricky things. He discovered that God could work through every situation. So the question this morning is whether you will continue to trust God in every circumstance of your life. Now, this is a bit of a test. Being confident of this, can you join in? That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Will you trust him to do it?